I love you.
Luke jerked slightly as he came out of his healing trance.
Are we there?
He asked.
We're there,
she confirmed. More importantly, so is our wayward dreadnought. Luke peered up the canopy at the asteroid Mara had settled the sky sprite beside. Nice location, he complimented her. How'd you manage to sneak in without them spotting you? Actually, we were a little ahead of them, Mara told him.
Good,
Luke said. Where exactly are we?
Well, that's the bad news, Mara admitted.
We're only another hour or two outside the Brask Auto Command Station.
Okay, so it'll be a challenge, Luke said.
Come on, Mara said. You've got just enough time for a quick snack before we have to get ready.
They were in their vac suits and back at their chosen control boards when the dreadnought appeared around the side of the asteroid. Luke threw power to the Sky Sprite's drive, blasting them away from the asteroid on the vector paralleling the dreadnought's course. Keeping them clear of the larger ship's ion emissions, he swung them around the starboard side and underneath. Luke eased up to the shattered end of the pylon for a closer look. It didn't look like there was going to be enough room for him to lift the Sky Sprite straight upward, canopy first, as he would in a standard docking bay. But if he rotated the ship 90 degrees, standing it on its drive nozzles and taking it in nose first...
I hope, Mara said, that you're not thinking what I think you're thinking.
I am, Luke said.
Hang on.
He gave the engines a burst of power, pushing the small craft ahead a dozen meters along the dreadnought's underside. Then, shutting down the main drive, he shifted power to the forward ventral maneuvering jets, pitching the Sky Sprite's nose upward. The pylon stump slid past, and he fired one final burst from the main drive, running them straight upward into the tube. To the accompaniment of a horrendous screech of torn metal, Luke fought back a wince as he activated the forward landing claw, firing it past the turbolift cars to a more solid connection with the wall. Luke shut down the Sky Sprite systems back to standby and made sure his vac suit was sealed.
Grab the sealant kit and let's go.
The Sky Sprite's canopy was fortunately reasonably flat, and they were able to get it open in the cramped space without having to cut their way out. Working his way up the landing claw cable, Luke maneuvered between the parked turbolift cars to that last-second gash he'd carved with his thrown lightsaber and squeezed through it. The damage turned out to be even more impressive than he'd expected. The lightsaber handle had apparently bumped the top of the door a fraction of a second before the blade had closed down, swinging it up and nicking a small hole in the lobby ceiling.
Nice,
Mara said, nodding to the latter as she handed Luke the sealant kit through the opening and then eased her own way through it.
You cut off not only the turbolift lobby, but a section of the next deck up too. Anything up there they would have particularly missed? Just the next turbolift lobby up,
Luke said, looking around. His lightsaber was lying over in a corner beside four dead Vagari who had been in the wrong place when the dreadnought broke free and the lobby depressurized.